Yes. Welcome to the Science of Getting Rich podcast. I'm your host, Gerald Peters. Always remember, folks, whatever you think about comes about. Whatever you focus on grows. That's how wealth works. See, wealth doesn't grow unless you think about it. You can't build wealth unless you focus on it. And we can add to these ideas of what you think about comes about, what you focus on grows. I mean, that's just a phrase, that's a mantra, that's something I say to myself to help keep me grounded, to keep me, you know, going in the right direction. To accomplish my goal of creating a gross passive income of $250,000 a year. That's one of my goals. My goal is to acquire 25 houses. And between houses and stocks, not counting my job, not counting my work, not counting my business, I'm talking about passive income. My goal is $250,000 a year in gross passive income. Now, after taxes and all of that, I'd like to keep about half of that. But that's money coming in, whether I get up and do anything or not, where I'm just managing the assets and I'm making $250,000 a year. It's paying for my lifestyle. It's paying for my cars. It's paying for my house. It's hopefully funding my dreams. One of my dreams that I'm is to own a condo in the French market. One of my dreams is to own a condo on the Gulf Shore in Alabama. These are attainable, man. These things are $250,000 bucks. For $250,000, I can have a really nice one or two bedroom condo in the historic French market of New Orleans. For $250,000, I can get a small condo on the beach in Alabama. I could acquire both of these in the next 7 to 10 years, and I'm only 48. Now, some people would say, wow, those are small dreams, you know, but these are my dreams. These are the things that I'm working toward. But in order to make those dreams happen, I have to have some goals, and my goal is to recreate a recurring passive income of $250,000 a year. Now, that's out there. That's a stretch, you know, that's a long ways from where I'm at now. You know, I currently have 15 properties under management. Some are paid for, some are not. You know, have investments in publicly traded companies. And in my book, You Don't Have to Die Broke, I talk about this idea of building wealth every single day. And that's what I do. See, the difference between a dream and a goal is a goal. You can create actual action steps. These are, you know, what things you can do. The Science of Getting Rich talks about this, about winning the day. Today, did you take efficient action? The book refers to efficient action to accomplish your goal. And if you didn't, well, then you don't have a goal. You just have a dream. And so every day, the reason I get up and work, the reason I work Saturdays and Sundays, is to accomplish my goal of creating passive income of $250,000 a year. Now, your goal may be much bigger. You know, I have a friend whose goal is, it's $1 million a year. You know, he's trying to create $80,000 a month in passive income from his investments. So he's playing a bigger game than I'm playing. And we're playing the game differently. But the truth is, he has different skills than me. You know, I didn't go to college. I don't have a certification. I don't have a certificate. I don't have any credentials or any qualifications to do anything. I just took the ideas taught in books like The Science of Getting Rich and Think and Grow Rich, and, you know, I just took these ideas and I just began to apply them where I could apply them, and I began to do what I could do each day. And I began to live above, below my means. And I began to study and understand wealth, and I began to apply it. In other words, you can do it right where you're at with what you have right now. You can begin to build wealth with your phone. In my book, You Don't Have to Die Broke, I talk about this idea of how $10 a day changed my life. It was the idea that if I saved and invested 10 bucks, now don't get it confused, don't get it twisted. It doesn't have to be in the stock market. If stock market isn't your thing, there's a lot of ways to invest. There's a lot of ways to build wealth that aren't tied to stocks. Stocks is just the easiest way. I mean, with a click of a mouse, I can get 17% returns. Now, if you're a guy or a gal and you don't mind putting in some sweat equity, and you don't mind putting in some work, you can purchase rental properties. You save here. It's so simple. Save up a down payment. People overthink this process. Well, it's got to be the perfect house and it's got to be of value. It doesn't have to be any of that shit. Just a house that functions. Save up the money, put the down payment, go into it yourself, paint it, clean it, fix up the yard, do all that crap yourself. I'm going to do that today. I'm a multimillionaire and today I'll be painting a house, right? Because that's my strategy. I put sweat equity into these investments. And then I personally manage them. And so my returns are much higher than other people. See, there's people who will teach you, you should buy a home, turn it over to a property manager, hire people to fix everything. Okay, that's fine if that's your game. But I don't have a high paying job. You know, I don't have a college degree. And so I have to work with what I have. And what I have is two hands and a brain. And so I apply what I have to what it is I'm trying to accomplish. So with the sweat of my brow, a little bit of intellect, and a game plan, every day I get up with this idea of building wealth. And so I use, the science of getting rich talks about the idea of your will. So your will is it's the rocket fuel, it's the force. You have to press your will into the universe. This is why most people don't build wealth. They don't do any pressing. They just give up. Well, I don't make enough. I don't know enough. These little lies they tell themselves. Really, you didn't have a dollar. You couldn't invest $1. Not a single dollar. See, once you do $1, then $2 is easier, right? So the idea that changed my life in my book, You Don't Have to Die Broke, I talk about this, was $10 a day. Somehow, some way, I was going to get $10. Now, the way I did it is I cut shit. I'm getting my $300 a month. It's basically $300 a month. And at the time, that meant me cutting things, saving some things, right? And I started doing that. And then I thought, wow. And I began to play with these numbers. What if instead of $10 a day, it was $100 a day? And I realized that if I did $100 a day, that I could be a millionaire in 17 years. And I said, wow, what if I did $200 a day? Well, we cut the time in half. What if I did $300 a day? Ooh, now what if I figured out how to get more than 10%? And I began to play with all of these variables. And I said, these variables are controllable. I actually can influence these, even though I don't have a college degree, even though I don't have a certification, even though I'm not qualified to actually do anything. That just through hustle and grind, being smart, sacrifice, and applying myself, I could freaking change my future. And that's what I did. So I never had a job. The most I ever made at a job was $22,000 a year. And I talk with people all the time. They make $100,000, $150,000. And they're broke. They live paycheck to paycheck. Paycheck to paycheck. And then I say to them, you know, well, have you read this book? Oh, yeah, I read that. Well, have you read the, yeah, I read that. Well, you obviously didn't apply them. Go back and read them. Stop reading things and start taking action on the things you read. You can go to all the conferences, read all the books, take all the courses, take all the college classes you want. See, you can understand how to do push-ups. You could tell a child, here's how you do it. Straighten out your back, get your arms thing, bend down, touch thing. And you yourself cannot do a damn push-up. But you can tell other people how to do a push-up. And that's most people I talk to in America. They know what they need to do, they just don't do it. And so at some point, you have to decide, you know what, I know enough. I don't need another guru. I don't need to take another course. What I need to do is to apply my will. This is why I teach from this book, The Science of Getting Rich, because you don't need another book. It covers everything. It covers every single aspect of building wealth, of building a rich life, of controlling your life, of controlling your mind. Everything else that you're buying, everything else that you're seeking is all bullshit. You already know the answer. You already know what to do. You've been told what to do 1,000 times and you're not doing it. So the problem isn't knowledge. The problem isn't motivation. The problem is will. Do you have the will? A recent post I did on Instagram, I talked about the idea that to build wealth takes courage. And most people don't have courage. A lot of excuses, little courage. It's up to you. I hope as I go forward, I hope you'll subscribe. If you go to the show on iTunes, you can subscribe. I'd like to build this up. I'd like to begin interviewing people. I'd like to bring in people, not famous people. I want to bring in everyday people who've built millions of dollars. I know people who own dry cleaners who are multimillionaires. I know a guy who's a bug guy, a exterminator. He's worth like $5 million. These are people that don't post. They're not on Instagram. They're not tweeting. They're not some fake-ass guru who hasn't built an actual business but goes around teaching people. He ain't life coaches, right? That's not who these people are. These are legit people who get up and rise and grind every day to make money. I know guys who have jobs, just regular jobs, and they got $2 million in wealth. They make more from their passive income than from their job. And they don't post anything. They don't have any books. They're not putting out any courses. They're just actually doing it day after day. That's the people I want to talk to. You know, I know realtors that sell dozens of houses. They don't have any training courses. They're not putting any of that stuff out. Not that I'm against that. I love that stuff. It's just inspiration is in the hands of more people than just the gurus we see. Inspiration, enlightenment is in the hands of more people than just the people we see, just the slick talkers and the fast talkers and the charismatic people. I love some of those people too, man. I get a lot of great inspiration from guys like Grant Cardone, you know. And then there's some that I watch and I scratch my head and it's like, why do people listen to this person? Because some of them actually say one thing and do another. We have this problem in my industry. I'm involved in network marketing. And I see a lot of people saying one thing and completely doing another. In other words, what they're teaching you is bullshit. It's not what they're doing. So the purpose of my show is to teach you exactly what I'm doing. Exactly how I built wealth. With integrity and with honesty, not ripping people off. Everything I've ever sold to anyone, if they wanted their money back, send it back. I have a phrase that I use in my business that I'm only looking for people who are looking for me. In other words, if you don't want what I have, I wasn't looking for you. I'm only looking to sell to people who want to buy what I have. Targeted people, right? And so if you run a restaurant or you drive a delivery truck or you clean pools or you mow yards, you only want to mow the yards of people who want their yard mowed. I mean, seems obvious, right? But a lot of people get this twisted. They get this messed up. They think everyone needs their message or everyone needs their product or everyone needs their service. It's just not true. Some people have no need for it, don't want it, don't want to be pitched it. And so I found the easiest way to get money. See, all the money you want is in the pockets, purses, wallets, checkbook, and credit cards of other people. And the easiest way to get in that pocket to get into that checkbook. The easiest way is to go to people who are already inclined to give it to you. They're looking for a guy like you. They're looking for a girl like you to give the money to. Those people are out there. That's your tribe. I've sold over 50,000 books from a home office. Why? Because I'm only selling to people who want to buy my book. And so I don't have to do a lot of, so I target people who have already bought books like mine. Makes it much simpler. Makes sense? So whatever your product or service is, you want to target people who are either already doing it or have already done it. There's no need to waste your time with the other people. Your hands will be full dealing with the prospects that you have right in front of you. Two reasons most businesses fail. Too few prospects, and when you do get one, you don't make enough money. Meaning the thing that you're marketing, promoting, producing, trying to sell, that when you actually get a customer, it doesn't generate enough products to make the marketing or the effort worth it. This is why businesses go out of business, right? It seems obviously, a lot of these things seem so simple, and yet people get them twisted. And they'll be trying to pursue something that as you begin to break down the numbers, it's like, dude, there's not enough money here for you to waste your time on this. And so part of the idea of the science of getting rich is, are you in a platform that will even allow you to be rich? Can people who do what you do get rich? Has anyone ever done it? And if the answer is, yeah, there's people who've gotten rich doing what I'm doing, then you can too. That's one of the basic fundamental principles of the book. Has anyone else in your industry, in your business, gotten rich doing what you're trying to do? And if the answer is yes, then you just simply need to model them. And you can shortcut that by not wasting time. The book calls it efficient action. And apply that every single day. And this is, see, everything that you need to build your business, to build your life, to get prosperous, to build wealth, is in this book in 17 chapters. And my goal here with the show, with the podcast, is to try to show you how, in my life, how I applied these chapters, how I applied it. And we'll get back to, we're on chapter 12 now, and we'll get back to that. But it's Sunday, and I just wanted to share this message with you that anyone can do this, regardless of age, race, or financial situation. Right now, in 7 to 10 years, you could radically change your life. I don't care if you're 70 or 18, it's going to take 7 to 10 years. Anyone, regardless of age, race, or current financial situation, right now, today, can begin to take the steps, the efficient steps, the right action, thinking and doing things in a certain way that could accomplish the ultimate goal, which is you building wealth and creating a rich life for you and your family. Hey, stay tuned. If you haven't subscribed, if you haven't followed me on Instagram, do. And plug in the show. Feel free to reach out to me, DM me, email me, whatever, man. And if you have any questions or ideas, peace.